Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, March 3rd, 2024. Today he is reminding us that we chose to be on earth now and that we are greatly honoured for that choice. Eternal union with God is the only reality. Here in the non-physical realms we are watching with all, as every day more and more humans choose to open their hearts fully to love, their true nature. This is changing the world most positively and very rapidly, as you start to learn that the only way forward, out of corruption, deceit, and the consequent conflict and suffering, is by honoring, trusting, respecting, and loving one another, and then living by demonstrating that in all of your interactions with others. You have most effectively chosen to massively accelerate your collective awakening process in order to bring to an end the intense suffering that so many are presently undergoing, and from which there appears to be no exit, no escape. Very few of you do not experience suffering, but the majority of humanity do have food and shelter, and in your awareness of the suffering of so many others, you are, by your very presence, choosing to assist in providing these essentials of human existence to those who are without them. Truly, just helping one person in need once has an enormous effect, because it is a true expression of love. And as more and more of you express your individual love for humanity, your brothers and sisters planet-wide, the tsunami of love grows and intensifies. You can have no idea of the importance and effectiveness of even just one simple gift of love offered to another. Love is what you are, and deep within yourselves you do know it. And your purpose right now is to become fully aware of this while experiencing life in human form. By doing so, you automatically invite and allow the tsunami of love to flow through you with increasing strength, greatly assisting others to do likewise, as they too begin to feel the love flowing within them and through them, and as they take joy in their individual intent to be only loving whatever arises. You are both one, individually, and all, collectively, and as your awareness and acceptance of this divine truth envelops you, your only desire is to share it freely and constantly. And doing this purely by just being is your path to awakening. Thank you for your growing awareness of what it means to be love, and for sharing that love freely and constantly with all of humanity. All of you, every human presently incarnate, chose to be on earth at this now moment in the collective awakening process because you were fully aware of the momentous importance and magnificence of this aspect of God's plan for humanity. You all wanted to participate in bringing it to fruition because of the intense love you have for Mother, Father God, for all of her divine and eternal creation, and for all of your brothers and sisters who incarnated before you in previous ages, and who had also chosen to take part in this magnificent plan. Truly, love in action, love awakening into awareness of itself, and in doing so, helping to awaken and heal all who have forgotten their true nature, the reality of who they are, is your only purpose while experiencing the unreality, the dream or nightmare of life in form. All who are suffering as a consequence of their choice to experience the unreality of separation from Source, by entering into the dream or nightmare of apparent separation from Mother, Father, God, are greatly honored for their loving choice to do so, knowing and accepting that by making this choice that they would suffer. What they have chosen to do is a choice of enormous love and courage. Eternal union with God is the only reality, and it is the eternal state of existence of every single one of God's divine creations. Nevertheless, the choice to enter the illusion, the unreal and non-existent state of separation, led you into a seemingly extremely long tunnel of darkness, where the light of love could not be seen because of the amnesia in which that darkness has enveloped you. Every nation, every culture, every ethnic group or family has its own spiritual heritage, a heritage of love, honor, and respect for one another. However, for eons in every part of the world, this heritage has frequently been disregarded due to the apparent need to identify with and belong to a particular group for safety and well-being. This has, as your history shows very clearly, always led to states of disagreement, conflict, distrust, and war, states that continue to this day. Nevertheless, wise ones, saints, and sages have also always dwelt among you by entering the unreal in order to lovingly assist you to see the errors of your ways. Over the eons, they have been extremely successful, even though many of them were treated with hatred and suspicion and often murdered. And because of their loving presence and their unconditional acceptance of all with whom they interacted, they have brought the world to its present inspiring and uplifting moment of awakening. Many of you have indeed been saints and sages in previous lifetimes, helping to facilitate the collective awakening process. So even though you may have no memories of these lifetimes, know that you are divine beings of inestimable value, and please totally release any sense or belief that you are in any way unworthy of God's complete and eternal love for you. Know that you are loved in every moment of your eternal existence in inseparable union with your Source, Mother, Father, God. The awakening process is now approaching its moment of most glorious fruition, to the utter joy of God and all of us in the non-physical realms as we watch it unfold. Therefore, as you take your essential time out daily, visiting your holy inner sanctuaries, remind yourselves of the truth of who you truly are, and reset your intent to be loving in every moment. That intent, when you make it mindfully and lovingly, is extremely powerful. You chose to be in form at this moment in order to do just this. It is your most important task. Whatever else you consciously do, lovingly and peacefully, to assist in the awakening process, is like a dividend or bonus, and you are greatly honored for doing so. But your prime purpose is the resetting of your intent to be only loving whatever arises, because that is why you are on earth in human form now. Your loving brother, Jesus.